From WHYY in Philadelphia, this is The Why. I'm Annette John Hall. Some people are worried that Pennsylvania is headed toward a teacher shortage. Take Jeffrey Malaspino. He's the superintendent of Turkey Foot Valley School District, a small district in Somerset County in southwestern Pennsylvania.
We're a small rural school. Our total enrollment, K-4 through 12, is 321 students.
There's a college right in Turkey Foot's backyard that trains technology educators. But when Malaspino wanted to hire one,
they told me that all of their graduates were leaving Pennsylvania, going out of state, because A, there are just a ton of opportunities and the salaries are higher than Pennsylvania's.
Turkey Foot is one of the lowest paying school districts in Pennsylvania. Teachers can start at just $22,000 a year. That low salary is making it difficult to attract and retain qualified educators. Now, some people, including the governor, are calling for an across-the-board raise for teachers, saying it will avert the shortage. So why are some saying that this is only a Band-Aid solution to a more complicated problem? And does it put teachers' salaries over student needs? Today on The Why, the price of education. We talked to Jen Kinney and Avi Wolfman Arendt for this story.
I'm Jen Kinney. I'm a reporter with Keystone Crossroads.
I'm Avi Wolfman Arendt, and I'm an education reporter with Keystone Crossroads.
Jen, you reported this story out of Turkey Foot. Tell us about that district and how it compares to the rest of the state.
Yeah, it's in Somerset County. It's about 100 square miles, but it only has one school. And the biggest town in the Turkey Foot School District is Confluence. It's this small town, pretty quiet, not a lot of people around. But in the summertime, it's really like beautiful vacation kind of town.
So what about the cost of living in Turkey Foot? Is $22,000 the salary that they start teachers at around? Is that enough to live on?
I had one parent in Turkey Foot say to me, can anybody live on $22,000? No, I mean, it's a fairly low salary anywhere, and it certainly doesn't go as far as it needs to in Turkey Foot either. I talked to teacher Jody Gary.
I'm Jody Gary, sixth grade math and science teacher, and I'm also the union president here.
Who's been teaching in the district for 27 years.
Yep, I started my career here and I stayed here.
And when he started in 1992, he was getting paid $18,500, which was the new minimum at the time.
But with college loans and living expenses, it was a struggle at first.
And we're talking now 27 years later, yeah. Teachers are still getting paid just $4,000 more than that. And parents in Turkey Foot know that paying teachers this low salary is affecting the district. I talked to a parent, Amy Wilt.
I think it would be great that we'd raise the salaries in Pennsylvania for all the teachers. We don't necessarily always have the top dog teachers because we don't pay.
And also Sandy Yunkin, who owns a bed and breakfast in town.
I do not believe that a $22,000 starting salary is fair for someone who's in charge of educating your children.
Jen, given that the low salaries might be playing a part in this teacher shortage, are there any proposals to fix it?
The law governing teacher pay actually hasn't been updated in Pennsylvania since the 1980s.
Yeah, so one of Governor Wolf's signature proposals in this year's budget is to raise teacher salaries.
They want a fair wage for the important work they do. That's not asking a lot.
He wants to raise it to a new minimum, $45,000.
Okay.
And then you could pay teachers more on top of that, but you've got to start at $45,000. So far, it has quite a bit of support, not just from Democrats, also from Republicans. It's definitely not a done deal, but it's a popular concept, and it's a relatively small sum in the context of education funding.
So how would it work?
So the state would make up the difference between whatever districts are paying and that $45,000 new minimum. So you take Turkey Foot, if they hire a teacher at $22,000 a year, the state is going to pay the rest up to $45,000.
This is a fully funded mandate.
about 3,000 teachers currently make less than that around the state. So they're saying those 3,000 teachers, they all get a raise. And it won't cost local school districts a dime.
So how excited is Turkeyfoot about this proposal?
Well, you know, it might be kind of surprising to hear, but it's a little mixed. Hmm. So Turkeyfoot would get about $400,000 under this proposal. So they would really be one of the bigger beneficiaries. Jody Gary, the math and science teacher, he says he's on board.
Our teachers would jump up and down. We have some teachers with close to 15 years experience that probably are not at $45,000.
On the other hand, Superintendent Jeffrey Malaspino, he's worried.
Looking at it from a teacher standpoint, I would probably be excited if I heard that news. But from a district and a money standpoint, it's hard for me to imagine that it's going to be fully funded.
He says, sure, the governor's proposal is going to help right now. It's going to make up that difference now. But if everyone is now getting paid $45,000 when they start, what about those people who worked for 15 years to get to $45,000? He thinks it'll create a cascade effect where their salaries will need to be pushed up. And he says that that cost is going to fall to Turkeyfoot. It's not going to be the state that comes in and pays for that.
When we have all of our staff above $45,000, where's that money going to come from? We're on a pretty tight budget as it is.
But talking to residents around Turkeyfoot, even ones like Sandy Yunkin, who think teachers are underpaid, they do not want to pay higher taxes in order to give teachers a raise.
No, you need to find another source for that money. It's not free. Someone's paying for it, and it's coming out of taxes.
So locally, people in Turkeyfoot are divided. What about across the state, Avi?
There is always this war in Pennsylvania, and it tends to be sort of on a west-east axis between who gets the state money. And a lot of people will tell you that historically, the West and the rural districts and the shrinking districts have been the big winners.
Most districts that cannot afford to pay their teachers more are located in the heart of rural Pennsylvania.
And this proposal is going to go to those types of districts.
Hmm. Why is it disproportionate?
So this gets into a little bit of history. And it's about this thing called Hold Harmless.
Hold Harmless.
Hold Harmless. So starting in the early 90s, legislators said, whatever amount of money you got the year before, we're never going to give you less than that. And that seems like totally fair, mm-hmm. except that in some of these rural communities, and in parts of Western Pennsylvania especially, they were losing students. They had less students to educate. And on the other side of the state, in Eastern Pennsylvania, you had some big growing school districts. More kids. They needed more money. And so over time, what that created was a system where on a per pupil basis, a lot of these shrinking districts got more money from the state than the districts, most of them the eastern half of the state, that are like urban, suburban, and
growing. So we could talk about a comparison, say, Turkeyfoot to Philadelphia.
Absolutely.
But now there's a new school funding formula that's supposed to even out those inequities and give funding based on actual student need. All new money in the education budget has to go through that formula. But Governor Wolf's teacher salary proposal doesn't. Why not?
Well, they just want to make like a little exception for this little pot of money to make the $45,000 thing work.
I see.
Donna Cooper of the Public Citizens for Children and Youth says that's why she's wary of the proposal.
I sort of had some alarm bells go off about that.
Some of these districts, like Turkeyfoot, they've historically benefited from this state funding. If they think that salaries are low, the argument is they could have the ability to raise those taxes themselves, much right. more so than somewhere like Philadelphia or Allentown, where their taxes are already high and they have this student need.
There are some districts in this state where the school board members have been extremely conservative and refuse to raise local taxes so they can have a decent starting salary for their teachers. And it creates a set of perverse incentives for districts to make decisions that are not in the interest of their students and expect that the state will come bail them out when they need to, for in this case, bring their teachers' salaries up to a reasonable level.
So you wanted to see what happened if you took the $14 million from the governor's proposal and you ran it through a new fair funding formula instead, right? What did you find?
We saw that Turkey Foot, instead of getting $400,000 under the governor's proposal, they would get $5,000.
Wow.
And other districts like York City School District, which it's poorer than Turkey Foot, but it has the third highest tax rate in the state, they wouldn't get any money under Governor Wolf's proposal. So if the money went through the fair funding formula instead, then that district would receive $250,000. So a big difference.
What does the governor's office say about that critique?
His spokesperson, J.J. Abbott, says that the governor is very committed to the new funding formula. But in this case, he says the proposal would send money directly to those teachers making less than $45,000. It's intended to solve a specific problem.
I mean, we've proposed significant amount of funding to go through the formula. This much smaller portion is simply targeted to make sure we can get every teacher up to the $45,000, which makes, in our mind, gets every teacher up to making a living wage.
The other option would be to require districts to make their minimum salary $45,000. You would have to raise them, but you'd have to figure out how to pay for it yourselves. So it would go from being this fully funded mandate to an unfunded one. And that's, of course, a lot less popular politically. It's harder to pass through. And it's more complicated. You would have to take things into account that this proposal doesn't. That's why Amy Rote, who's a teacher in Philadelphia, she calls Governor Wolf's proposal just a soundbite. It sounds really good, but it's too simple.
I think the state legislature should go back to the drawing board and they should figure out how we can do this fairly and transparently and make a permanent fix and not just this one-time fix, because in a couple years, $45,000 isn't going to be the answer either.
She says we can't separate what teachers need from what students need, so this money should always be going to the districts where the students need it the most.
But it's also clear that there are inequities in the way the money is divvied up. So what's the takeaway here?
Well, I think in some ways the folks who support Wolf's proposal are saying, like, it's like an elegant, simple way of highlighting this problem. You're like, what? There's like teachers making less than 45K, a bunch of them in Pennsylvania? Like, yeah, we should like raise their salary. But of course, some of these elegant, potentially politically palatable solutions, when you actually get into the weeds of them, right? They have these unintended consequences, these ripple right. effects, right? They might exacerbate inequality.
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. It's clear that in many places, teachers are not getting paid enough. They're taking second jobs. But what some people are saying is that Governor Wolf's proposal, it just draws an arbitrary line at $45,000. And it's a politically palatable solution, but does it really get to this bigger problem of retaining teachers, making sure that there's a sustainable way to pay living wage? It doesn't seem to do that.
Jen, Avi, thanks for coming in.
Thanks.
Thanks so much, Annette.
The Y is produced by me, Annette John Hall, along with Shai Binyakov and Alex Stern, under the editorial direction of Katie Colinari. We had editing help for this episode from Kevin McCrory. Tweet me at AnnetteJH. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow.